Discovery Houston. Looking good. Rolling on to final.
At the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center in Concord, a space shuttle video game plays on repeat, waiting for a visitor to grab hold of the joystick. In 2009, this expanded $9 million, 45,000 square foot center reopened for the public. Executive Director Jean Garolskis says when she took over in 1998, the place wasn't so big and shiny.
Sometimes the planetarium equipment would work and sometimes it wouldn't. We were having a tough time and we were basically holding the thing together with some fishing line.
Today, the center has a state-of-the-art digital projector, 40 employees, and receives about $800,000 annually in state funding. But the money part is about to change. When Governor Lynch's 2012 budget proposal reduced the Discovery Center's funding by $300,000, Garolskis and the governor agreed the Discovery Center should strike out on its own, as a private, nonprofit organization. The center's new board chairman, Representative Jim McKay, says he doesn't support privatization of prisons or education, but he says for the Discovery Center, moving away from government bureaucracy is the way to go.
I think, frankly, the bureaucratic structure doesn't lead to creativity in the way that I would like to see.
Now is crunch time for Garolskis and McKay, a rush of constant meetings. They're putting the finishing touches on their business plan and preparing to raise the $450,000 they'll need to make it through their first year. John Perotti is a volunteer educator. Upstairs at the Discovery Center, he explains centripetal force to a few kids who drop pennies into a spiral wishing well.
What happens when it drops?
Then it goes to the planetarium. That's a donation.
It'll take more than pennies to keep the new nonprofit afloat. In fact, it'll take $450,000 in private giving. Of course, if you ask Garolskis, $450,000 is a really good deal.
The buildings and the grounds are going to remain the property of the state of New Hampshire. And with that, they are going to also assume the debt on the buildings.
Board Chairman Jim McKay says that's a huge deal, since most donors would rather see their money go to exciting exhibits than debt on a building that's already been built. He says raising $450,000 is nerve-wracking, but he's optimistic.
I can see the opportunities, and I can see the economy getting better, and that tells me that we can do the fundraising.
Justine Roberts is the executive director of the New Hampshire Children's Museum. She says raising $450,000 annually is possible, but in this state, it's not particularly easy.
In New Hampshire, people tend to be very generous with their time. There's a very strong tradition of volunteerism, but there is less of a tradition of individual philanthropy.
For the center's 40 employees, securing enough money is vital. Kate and Sant Mishner have a 7-month-old son and rely on the Discovery Center for their livelihood.
I have a lot invested in this place. I've been working here for more than 10 years. My husband's been here for even longer. And, I want to see this place succeed. I am determined to make this place succeed.
Garolskis and the chairman of her board say they expect to be able to rehire all of the employees after the January transition. But not even Garolskis' role as executive director is guaranteed. Nevertheless, everyone at the Discovery Center is dreaming big for the new nonprofit. There's talk of new playgrounds, exhibits, even a science-themed charter school. But first, they've got to get their business plan approved by the board. That happens next week. For State Impact New Hampshire, I'm Emily Corwin.